Saints, as usual, your take home is in the bulletin. So take, read, share with family, share with friends, share even with enemies. Thank you. And when we get to heaven, I'll be happy to give you a quiz on that, your take home. Some weeks ago, there was a conference on the liturgy gathering at the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And they were to print out some morning prayer for every attendee to read from. But they had problems with computers. The computers just wouldn't work. So the priest organizing the conference announced the difficulty he had to print out these prayers so everybody could read from them and pray from them. And the woman at the conference replied, "Father, we all need to work hard to get to heaven where there are no computer problems." Another woman in the conference responded loudly, "Amen!" There was laughter from all those who were there and who heard the exchange about the non-functioning computers. In Isaiah chapter 66, verse 10 to 14, from which we read our first reading today, the people had come back from exile, and they had come back to their favorite city, Jerusalem. But Jerusalem was in ruins. It was sacked. It was a sad city to behold. So the people naturally felt sad. So the prophet in this reading comes along and he prophesies in the words of God and brings hope to them. And he says to them, "Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exult, exult with her, all you who are mourning over her." The prophet says to the people, we know that the prophecy of Isaiah was not completely fulfilled in the way it was given in Isaiah chapter 66, the first reading of today. It was fulfilled to some extent when Jesus came, but partially, it will be fulfilled in the heavenly Jerusalem. And that's why we have that song in Psalm 124, if I am right. "I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And then, behold, we are standing in Jerusalem." Now, the Jerusalem has to be the heavenly Jerusalem, because it is there all will be fulfilled. Amen, church? Amen. And that's our hope. That's our prayer. In the midst of people discrediting St. Paul about his preaching, he had to tell them that what is really important is not about circumcision or uncircumcision. What is really important is the new creation in Christ that Jesus brings to us, and that will be complete when we get to heaven. He had to remind the people that. New creation in Jesus Christ. That will be complete when we get to heaven. And when the 70, or sometimes 72 disciples in the gospel came back from preaching the kingdom of God, and they wanted to tell Jesus badly, "Lord, we saw mighty things happen. Even Satan fell from the sky." Jesus had to say to them, okay, this is good success, but do not rejoice because you see mighty things happen. Rejoice rather that your names have been written in heaven. So Jesus was bringing them higher. So, I would conclude by saying that when we meet failure, sadness, ruin, darkness, we need to remind ourselves that our divine master Jesus met failure on the cross, and Jesus conquered it by his resurrection. Amen. When we meet with disappointment from our sins or the sins of others, we can remind ourselves that Jesus promised the new creation to sinners like us and to other sinners as well. Amen. When we meet with successes and triumphs, we should think of the final victory awaiting us in heaven, won for us by our Savior Jesus Christ, by his death and resurrection. Amen. Yes, Brother Jesus, fill us with gratitude for what you have done, for what you are doing, and for what you will do to get us to heaven. Please fill us with heavenly light to show the presence of your kingdom as we come to this altar to offer you to the Father and receive your body and blood.